Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Mac.
With your 11 a.m. Zedlines.
In local news, some Queensland mothers are going through their entire pregnancy without ever seeing a doctor due to the state's over-reliance on midwives. An ABC investigation uncovered allegations of substandard maternal care in the Redcliffe Hospital that saw one baby die, two stillborn, and many more injured in 15 months. Some mothers were injured as well, and in some cases prevented from ever having children again. Leading obstetricians find that they're increasingly only called when there is a problem, but say that they're needed full-time in maternity wards. In national news, Liberal MP Bridget Archer has broken ranks and defied her party leader Peter Dutton, claiming that any weakening of the 2030 climate target would be regressive, and that the weakening of the targets should be put to the voters. Over the weekend, the coalition dropped its current target of reducing emissions by 43% by 2030, claiming it is unachievable. Despite the current targets being officially legislated, the removal of the target would be contrary to the Paris Agreement, of which Australia is party to. A national meeting of trade unions across the nation came together to endorse a campaign to scrap junior wages. According to the Australian Council of Trade Unions, young workers need to be between 18 and 20 to receive the full minimum wage, needing to work 55 hours per week in order to match the income of a full-time adult wage. The ACTU also wants to lift junior traineeships and apprentice wages, with the goal of seeing young workers being paid what they're worth. And in international news, a new government has been formed in Haiti after former Prime Minister Ariel Henry was forced to step down earlier this year by gangs which control swathes of the country. While many Haitians are relieved by the government's reformation and the reopening of the international airport, many fear there is still much to be done. Currently, gangs control much of the capital of Port-au-Prince, and gang leaders refuse to recognize the legitimacy of the interim council or any transitional leadership. For your weather today, Brisbane is colder than a penguin's tuxedo. It's currently 21 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 24. The fire danger is moderate, and the UV index is predicted to reach 4.2, which is in the moderate band. And that is all your news for 11 a.m. on the 12th of June. We'll be back tomorrow with more, and in the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter, or head to 4zzz.org.au.